Hi, everyone. Hi, welcome to A Plus English. I'm Angeline.
And I'm Mike.
Okay, so today, we're going to be talking about a very interesting animal creature. Not human. It's not human at all.
No. Is it something we would find in a zoo?
No. Not something we would find in a zoo, no.
Interesting. So I think what you're probably talking about is either an animal like a dinosaur that is extinct.
No
that
longer
means
around.
It doesn't exist. They've all been killed out in the past. Or maybe it's a mythical creature, the kind of animals we might read about in myths or stories or things like that. So is it an extinct animal or a mythical animal?
It's a mythical animal.
Okay. Dragons.
No.
Probably
not
the
dragons.
Most well-known mythical animal, though, right? In many cultures. Mm-hmm. Not dragons, huh? The ever popular mermaid.
Ah, the girl or the man too, right?
The girl, fish. The human fish.
And the fish tail.
Ariel.
No, not that.
Wow, I'm kind of running out of guesses here. Oh, is it the werewolf? The sort of half-man, half-wolf from the Twilight, kind of like a monster movie character, werewolves?
No, not that one either.
Oh, really?
No.
Well, I'm almost out of ideas, so can you give us a clue?
Well, it has lots of hair, fur. I don't know what you would call it, because it's not really a human, but it's not really an animal either.
Wow. Well, I guess the only thing for us to do is to check out our article and find out about this mysterious, mythical creature that needs a haircut.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a really big haircut.
Let's check it out.
What made that footprint?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
See? We're back home again. Oh.
This isn't home. We're in the mountains.
Sorry, Shia.
It's okay. We can try again in a minute. Where are we?
Let's look around and find out.
Roxy and Shia walk around in the mountains.
It's quite cold up here, but it's very beautiful.
I don't see any people, though.Maybe no one lives up here.
Look, there's a footprint.
It's so big. It's 4 times the size of my foot.What kind of animal could make a footprint like that?
I know, it must be Bigfoot.
Yes, it's a Bigfoot.
No, I mean...Bigfoot. It's a big animal. Let's try to track it.
They start looking around for more footprints. Mountain. Mountain. Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday. Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday. Quite. Quite. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. Size. Size. My old room is half the size of my new room. My old room is half the size of my new room. Foot. Foot. These shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them. These shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them.
Okay, so our unit today is actually Roxy and Shia.
Shia, right? Okay, let's say Shia. Roxy and Shia are continuing their adventures through time.
And our article tells us that Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
Ah, good. All right, so they've arrived somewhere new. Of course, you guys remember that since they're traveling with a time machine, this could be a new place and a new time. So let's find out what it says. Roxy is the first person to speak and says, "See, we're back home again. ... So that little pause between "we're back home again" says that something's a little bit strange. Something's not quite right. Yes, maybe they are home, but maybe not in the right time, or something's wrong here.
Yes, okay. So it looks like, based on what Shia is saying, this place doesn't look like home, okay? Oh. So maybe they're in the right time, but not in the right place.
Could be.
Maybe. Okay, so Shia says, "This isn't home." Then he says, "We're in the mountains."
Oh.
Okay, so the word mountain, M-O-U-N-T-A-I-N, mountain is our first word power word for today. Let's take a closer look at this noun. Okay, so a mountain is an area of land that is higher than the land around it, okay? A mountain is higher than a hill. There are many beautiful mountains in Taiwan, like Alishan and Yangmingshan. Let's use the word mountain in an example sentence. Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday. Again, Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday.
And then Roxy says, "Oops, sorry, Shia." So something happened. Someone made a little mistake here, probably traveling with the time machine, setting the controls. They ended up in a place they don't want to be. So Roxy, being the driver, apologizes for bringing them to the wrong place. What does Shia say about that?
Well, he doesn't mind because he says, "It's okay. We can try again in a minute." Okay? So the machine isn't broken, so they can always just go back and change the dials and be on their way home, okay? So the phrase "in a minute" means in a short time or soon. Okay, so Shia wants to go home, but he's also kind of interested in this new place that they're at. He asks, "Where are we?"
Ah, good question. Then Roxy answers, "Let's look around and find out." So if you're looking around, it's sort of like exploring. You're seeing things that are around you, maybe walking around a little bit, not just looking, but you know, moving around to try to explore and discover things. And when you discover things, you find out things. You learn new information.
Okay, and then our article tells us that Roxy and Shia walk around in the mountains.
Okay, they're in the mountains. They should walk around and see what they can find. And then Shia says, "It's quite cold up here, but it's very beautiful." Yes, mountains are often quite cold, but they're also beautiful. Let's have a look at our word power word here, quite. And quite here we are using in a way that's very similar to sort of, right? So you're describing something and you're saying it's not very good, but it's quite good. It's sort of in the middle between good and very good. It's quite good, all right? So we can talk about it being quite a nice day. You're quite tired because you worked very hard, or maybe you're quite hungry because you didn't have time to eat lunch, all right? So it's approaching in the same way that we would use the word very. Remember, though, you can't use it as a negative. You can't really say, I'm not quite hungry. That would be a different meaning or a different usage. Let's have a look at our example sentence. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. I should also not forget to spell this word quite. Q-U-I-T-E. Q-U-I-T-E. T-E. Remember, T-E, not E-T. If you spell it Q-U-I-E-T, that's quiet. Different word.
Okay, so Roxy and Shia, they're looking around. Yes. And Roxy notices something. Oh. She says, I don't see any people, though. Maybe no one lives up here.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So they're looking around, but she doesn't see any people. But then Shia suddenly sees something exciting and says, look! And you can imagine Shia's probably pointing at the thing that he can see. Look, there's a footprint. Ooh, that's an exciting thing to find out in the mountains or in your walking in the woods, possibly. A footprint is an area where the ground has been pushed down and there's the shape of a foot there, as if someone was walking in that area before you. Maybe the ground was a little soft. Maybe it was raining. We can see the footprints of people. You could also say a shoe print if you can see the sort of design of the person's shoe. Maybe if they're wearing shoes, you wouldn't see a footprint. You'd see a shoe print. And of course, for certain animals, we could also say a footprint, or maybe a paw print, right? Certain animals, we call their feet paws. But basically, it shows that something has walked in that area before, and you can see the signs of it in the footprint.
Mm-hmm. And then Roxy tells us a little bit more about this footprint.
Okay.
Yeah. She says, it's so big.
It's a big footprint, so that must be a big animal. All right.
And then she says, it's 4 times the size of my foot.
Wow, that's a really big footprint.
That's really big.
So if her foot is about this big, which would sort of be average maybe, 4 times as big. That's 4 times the size, or her footprint times 4.
My goodness.
That's
okay,
huge.
Let's take a look at our third word power word, size. S-I-Z-E. Size. It's a noun. When we talk about the size of something, we're saying this, how big or how small something is. That is the size. Here's an example sentence. My old room is half the size of my new room. Again, my old room is half the size of my new room. So Roxy is comparing the footprint to the size of her own foot, right? The noun foot, F-O-O-T, is our fourth word power word. Let's take a closer look at it. The foot is the part of our body that we walk on and stand on. We have 2 of them, and when we talk about both of them, we say feet, F-E-E-T. For example, my right foot hurts, or my feet are sore. Here's another example sentence. These shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them. Again, these shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them.
Wow, very interesting. All right. Well, Roxy asks a great question here. She asks, what kind of animal could make a footprint like that? Or in other words, what kind of animal could make a footprint that is that big and that shape? I guess it's not sort of round like an elephant footprint.
Maybe
it might look
not.
Like a human's, but it's giant. Maybe an NBA player was walking around with no shoes on.
4 times?
4 times is
That's
big.
Quite
Even
a
Yao
big.
Ming's feet probably aren't that big.
Maybe three times.
Maybe 3 times.
Maybe.
And they're probably wearing, you know, Nikes or Reeboks or something, not barefoot. All right, well, let's see what happens.
But Shia seems to know the answer. He said, I know, it must be Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Now, Roxy's a little confused here, so she says, yes, it's a Bigfoot. But notice, in the article, when you read it, Shia said Bigfoot, one word, capital B, like it's a name. Mm-hmm. So Roxy's a little confused. She says, yeah, it is a big foot. It is a large foot, but that's not what Shia meant, right?
Yeah. Okay. So Shia explains to Roxy what he means. He says, no, I mean Bigfoot. And then he says, it's a big animal.
That's right. It's the name of the animal, like King Kong or Godzilla or something like that. And Shia understands now and says, let's try to track it. Of course, most of you might know Bigfoot is one of those mythical creatures we were talking about. We don't know if they're real. They're certainly in stories, and some people say they are actually out there. But that's why we call this animal, if it is an animal, with this name with a capital B on it, Bigfoot. That's what we call it. So Shia wants to try to find it. Well, to find an animal in the woods, you have to track it. Here, when we're tracking something, we're using track as a verb. Basically, it means to follow someone or to find someone by looking for clues on the ground, in the way that a dog would use its nose to track a bad guy if the police are looking for them, or Sherlock Holmes would look for footprints and other clues to try to follow or track where the bad guy ran off to, for example. So they're trying to follow it in order to find it.
And I guess they should just follow his or her, I don't know,
follow the footprints. But unless, but maybe he'll walk through a river and they could lose the track.
That's true. But then they'll see the footprint at the end of the
But he could walk over some rocks. Oh. There's no footprint. I don't know. Anyways, let's read on. Let's see what happens.
Okay, our article tells us in the end that they, Shia and Roxy, start looking around for more footprints.
Right.
It's a just, smart way to do it.
Just like a hunter would, or just like the police would, if they're trying to track a criminal through a forest. Very interesting stuff. But that's it for us. At least for now.
Yes, but we do have a Magic Box video to check out. So let's take a look at it right now.
Magic Box.
Hello, 我是 Celine， 欢迎大家来到 Magic Box 找亮点。大家会不会常常在英文电影啊，或是影集里听到人家说 "I'll be there in a minute"? I'll be there in a minute。这时候你心里是不是想，最好是啦，瞬间移动吗？聪明如你，应该了解这个瞬间移动这个选项是不可能的。所以看来有问题的就是 "in a minute" 这样的说法。是的。In a minute 绝对不是真的表示说在一分钟之内，而是马上、很快这样的意思。那英文里常常用 minute 来表示这个一小段时间，而不是真的只一分钟哦。相信你也曾经说过 wait a minute, wait a minute。但我想你应该不是真心希望别人等一分钟，这里应该也是指说等一下可能会快一点，那也可能会慢一点。例如你会说 wait a minute, I need to use the bathroom。Wait a minute, I need to use the bathroom. 等我一下，我要去一下洗手间。或者是说啊，如果有人在按你的门铃，但是你可能正在忙着做什么事情，那这时候你就可以大声地说 Just a minute, just a minute， 来表示说，我马上就来了。那如果是在电话上，有个外国人可能跟你说 Hello, may I speak to your mom？ 或者是说 Hello, may I speak to the manager？总之呢，就不是找你。这时候啊，你就可以跟他说 ，Please hold on a minute, or hang on a minute. I'll get him or her for you. 你也可以简单的说 ，Just a minute, just a minute. 同样的，如果你想要问别人有没有空，我们也可以利用这种说法哦。我们可以说 ，Do you have a minute?Do you have a minute? 你应该不会希望别人真的只给你一分钟啦。那这种说法呢，就是比较客气，也是在暗示说你不会占用它太久的时间。这种 minute 是不是很实用呢？希望大家也能够时常使用它哦。最后呢，就是我们的验收时间啦，考考你们，你在这边等一下，我马上就回来。这句话的英文要怎么说呢？快抢答，不要走开哦，答案即将揭晓。
The answer is, wait here, I'll be back in a minute.你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
Okay, let's see how much you remember from our article just now. Okay, we learned four new words,
right? That's right, we did. I remember one of them.
Do you?
Yes. Oh. Hopefully I'll remember more as we go on.
Okay. Okay, so remember... Remember the word
yes.
that we use to describe
yes. Yes.
An area of land.
An area of land.
That is higher.
That is higher.
Than the land around it.
Than the land around it. Bigfoot.
That's an
it's
animal.
It's a Bigfoot, so it sticks up from the land. No, that's wrong. An area of land that is higher
than the land.
Mountain.
Yes.
It's a mountain, of course. I should have known that.
Mm-hmm. And
could
then
be Bigfoot Mountain.
Could
be called Bigfoot Mountain.
Okay, I'll give you that. Half a point. Half a point.
Yeah. For that. All right, let's move on. Let's look at the next one. When we talk about how big or small something is, we are talking about its
shoe.
It's shoe. Yeah, well, you can have big shoes, you can have small shoes, but no. Let's keep with the shoe idea. You go to the shoe store, you want to buy the shoes, but can you just buy any shoe in the shoe store?
Oh, I want the ones that are pink.
Well, okay, but what about if they're like giant like this or really tiny like that? Would they be the right...
see what you mean.
Yeah,
do they fit properly,
do they
right?
They fit, exactly. They have to be the right
size.
Exactly. They use that special thing in the store, right?
Oh,
to
yeah,
kind of
yeah,
measure
they do.
Your feet mm-hmm. and tell you, you're a 10 and a half and you're an 8 or something mm-hmm. like that. Okay, good one. Size. Very important when shopping for clothes, mm-hmm. right? Small, large, extra large, that kind of thing. Do we have time for more?
I think we have one more that we can do. We have time for one more. Okay.
Let's check it out.
My turn.
See what it says.
Okay. So if I want to say that maybe you are smart.
Okay.
Okay. But not very smart. Like compared to Albert Einstein, I'm not
Einstein smart, but I'm smarter than a rock. I'm smarter than a tree.
Mm-hmm.
Then you might be quite smart.
Very good.
He's quite smart, but he's no Einstein.
He's no Einstein.
No, he's no Einstein. But he's smarter than a rock.
Mm-hmm.
So that's good. You know, I can be right in the middle there between
rock and Einstein.
I'm quite smart.
Yeah.
Or maybe quite stupid, too. But I don't know. Anyways, you guys did a very good job. Did we leave out one word? What word was it? Talk about that. And please do come back and join us because I believe Shia and Roxy will get eaten by Bigfoot tomorrow.
I hope
not.
Is
that what happens?
I hope not, because then afterwards, then that means we won't have Roxy and Shia in our next month's articles.
Well, no, but Bigfoot will have a good meal.
Ooh, and then the show can be about Bigfoot.
There you go. Bigfoot traveling through time. I like that idea. All right, guys, we'll see you soon. Bye-bye.
What made that footprint? Roxy and Shia arrive somewhere new.
See? We're back home again. Oh.
This isn't home. We're in the mountains.
Oops. Sorry, Shia.
It's okay. We can try again in a minute. Where are we?
Let's look around and find out.
Roxy and Shia walk around in the mountains.
It's quite cold up here, but it's very beautiful.
I don't see any people, though. Maybe no one lives up here.
Look, there's a footprint.
It's so big. It's 4 times the size of my foot. What kind of animal could make a footprint like that?
I know. It must be Bigfoot.
Yes, it's a big foot.
No, I mean Bigfoot. It's a big animal. Let's try to track it.
They start looking around for more footprints.
Mountain. Mountain. Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday. Nora and her friends hiked up Teapot Mountain on Saturday. Quite. Quite. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. My parents are happy because I did quite well on the test. Size. Size. My old room is half the size
of my new room. My old room is half the size of my new room. Foot. Foot. These shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them. These shoes are too small. My feet can't fit into them.